Welcome to Rick. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As I mentioned before, we're having a phone glitch. So if you have a comment, you can call it in, 844-967-2789, or you can text it in, 844-967-2789, and then Sam will relay it to me by text. And that's how we'll do it the remainder of the show. And of course, we're working to correct this. Well, to get away a little bit from Ukraine, the January 6th committee yesterday just voted to hold two more of Trump's aides in contempt for blowing off subpoenas from the January 6th committee. Remember, the January 6th committee is bipartisan. 6 Democrats, 2 Republicans. Pelosi invited 6 Republicans if they wanted to designate them. And the only proviso is that the chairman would be a Democrat, but it would be 6-6, and they wouldn't issue any subpoenas unless one of the Republicans went along. And you know what Kevin McCarthy did? He's very bad news, by the way. If he ends up as speaker, it'll be a disaster. He appointed some of the worst insurrectionists among the Republicans to serve on the committee to investigate the insurrection, like Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Pelosi said, no way, Jose. No, I mean, Jordan met in the White House with Trump to plan the insurrection. And he's a loudmouth. And so she said, no. And then as a result, McCarthy forbade anybody else to do it. She put out an invitation, and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger accepted. They're both terrific, honest people. Republicans, conservative, but honest people, good people. And they unanimously voted to hold in contempt Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino. These were both aides. Peter Navarro was a trade aide, and he was one of the architects of how you overturn the election and turn the Electoral College. And he's blowing them off. They have already recommended Bannon and Meadows, Mark Meadows and Steve Bannon, for contempt. And remember something, if the committee votes, that's not enough. The committee has to then send it to the full Congress with their recommendation, and then the Congress has to approve it, the House of Representatives. And with Bannon and Meadows, it passed with all the Democrats and 9 Republicans. I'm confident that Navarro and Scavino's will also be upheld. It'll then go to Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland has then filed an action against Steve Bannon, and it's going to be tried in July. And if he gets convicted, 2 years in the slammer. The problem is, here's the problem with the Republican Party. He'll appeal. That chews up some months. If McCarthy gets in as speaker, he'll withdraw the subpoena. Bannon will walk free. He walks free now because he was pardoned by Trump. How bad is that? Pretty bad. That's what's going on. You have a corrupt party. The Republican Party is a corrupt party inclined towards fascism. I don't know how more explicitly I can say it. They are blowing off legal process. Trump produces nothing, won't testify. His aides won't testify. Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, ordered his prosecutors to drop anything against Trump. That is deeply corrupt. There's a guy named Pomerantz and another one who were the best prosecutors in New York, which is really saying something. Cyrus Vance, the DA, was a top-notch prosecutor, convened a grand jury, and they had Trump dead to rights. Among other things, putting in fraudulent valuations for very, very expensive pieces of real estate to get favorable loans and at the same time to pay very little taxes. It's a felony. Cy Vance is going to run again, but the demographics in New York are such that unless you are woke, unless you are part of the identity politics cult, and unless you're in the right ethnicity, you're not going to get elected in New York. So he saw the handwriting on the wall. He didn't run. And something like 8 people ran, and this clown won. And immediately he tells his people, drop it. Let me tell you something. That has got to be investigated. That has got to be investigated. His bank accounts have to be looked at. Swiss bank accounts have to be looked at. Cayman Island bank accounts. Somebody got to this guy. Somebody got to this guy. That's just dead wrong, dead wrong. And you can't have that kind of corruption and let Trump off the hook. Okay, we have a text. Let me see what it is. Text from CJ. CJ, my friend, I know it's tough. Actually, I wish you could call in because you would go on and on, but here it is. I'm going to read it. Text from CJ. Let's see. CJ thinks that President Biden's speech in Warsaw has created more problems than if he didn't go. He looks on it as a gaffe that Putin cannot stay in power. And some other gaffes here. The truth is, you go down CJ's list of grievances here. Let me just tell you, CJ, a couple of things. He did this in the first hour, so some of you, I'll be repeating it, but CJ may not have heard it. I fully support what Trump said about Putin not staying in power. I fully support it. I fully support it. What he said is, quote, for God's sake, this man cannot remain in power, end quote. So CJ, I'm going to put it to you, my friend. Biden previously called Putin a war criminal, a murderer, and a butcher. Putin, talking about regime change, Putin tried regime change in this country and it worked for 4 years. He got Trump in by hacking into emails, by putting up fake things on Twitter and Facebook. And he got his man, Trump. Trump was servile to Putin. Trump said that NATO was no good and he was going to pull us out. He reduced our troop strength in Germany. We would have been sitting ducks. He is a Russian agent, CJ. He's on the take. He's been funded by Putin and the commie Ruskies, who are now just criminal Ruskies. Just criminal Ruskies. He's on the take from them. In the Steele report, they said there's a pervert video, and I'm not going to go into the details of the perversion. Trump has a vigorous appetite. That can't come out, obviously, because it would be the end of him. He says that it doesn't exist, but I took a look at the press conference where he said it doesn't exist, and it was the guiltiest press conference I've ever seen. He held up his fingers, little circles in front of his eyes like a raccoon, and he said, why would I do that? You know, it was Abraham Lincoln. He said, I didn't do that. No, this guy goes, why would I do that? I know there are these little cameras. They're so tiny. They're all over the place. They're in the tables, in the bed, in the ceiling. I knew that. Why would? It was the testimony of a guy who'd been caught, realized he was an idiot to have done it that way. But say CJ does not believe that video exists. Okay. You got to believe that Trump takes money, is on the take. Give you an example. He owed Deutsche Bank a lot of money. Trump had a property in Palm Beach worth $50 million. Russian oligarch came in and said, I'll give you $100 million for it. Guy close to Putin. Trump said, it's a deal. The Rusky gave him $100 million. He paid off his debt of $50 on the property, and he gave the other $50 to Deutsche Bank to pay off some debt. Now, you might say, well, if the Rusky knew something, maybe he's going to have a nice resort there. The Rusky tore it down, and it sat there as a weed-covered lot. So, CJ, does that trigger something, maybe? Maybe the Ruskies are funneling money? There's a lot of crooked ways to funnel money. Saudi Arabia, for instance, would routinely rent suites of rooms, whole suites of hotel rooms at expensive Trump hotels, and not occupy them for weeks. Pump millions of dollars into Trump that way. You know, if you wanted to bribe a crooked guy like Trump, you go to him and say, oh, you have a building full of condos and you have them listed at $5 million each. I'll give you $10 million each. Okay. Then it's just quote profit, end quote. The guy's as crooked as a dog's hind leg. If he had gotten reelected, Putin expected that he would withdraw the United States from NATO. That is what Putin was waiting for. And when he realized we had an honest president, he panics. And so if you're telling me, if the Republican position is that a war criminal murderer and butcher like Putin, we shouldn't say he shouldn't remain in power, you are in a different universe. You don't want Hitler to remain in power. Somebody says, should Hitler remain in power? You go, no, he shouldn't remain in power. What he needs is a firing squad, a human flesh search, and that's what this guy needs. With regard to CJ's other comments, you wonder why Putin didn't invade. Well, Trump was in because Trump told him that he would withdraw us from NATO and expose all of Eastern Europe. All of Eastern Europe. All of Eastern Europe. And then Biden tells the troops that they'll see the courage of Ukrainians. They should look and see the courage of the Ukrainians. CJ goes, oh, well, that means we'll probably send them there. No. I've already set out how we can close the skies without any troops there. Give the Ukrainians the MiGs that the Warsaw Pact countries like Poland and the rest had when they were with the Ruskies against their will, and then they became free and they're with us in NATO. Let Ukraine impose its own no-fly zone, which they can easily do. Easily do. Then CJ says Trump is Biden's a disaster. You think that Putin slaved Trump wasn't a disaster? He was the disaster. He was the disaster trying to take us out of NATO. Biden's the guy that's built up NATO. Enjoy the comments. Keep them coming. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.